I had somebody recently tell me that they wanted to be in more control of their emotions and just their own, their life in general. Maybe control is a myth that we can somehow dictate things. Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe certain things have control over us. So how do we unlock that? I think we have to ask ourselves certain things. You know, are you going to hide from the truth? Are you going to pretend that you don't get excited by things that you shouldn't? That you never act selfishly? That you don't have real work to do? Literally, and maybe even on yourself? Or that you were wrong? That you don't have shit to heal? I say fuck that. I say embrace your shadow. Reconcile your demons with forgiveness and acceptance. And they will no longer control you. I think sometimes in our journey, in our lives, we cling on to these beliefs of, I need to do this because I need to be at a certain place. And that is valid. And I think, you know, to create, if we want outcomes, we need pathways. But because we're emotional creatures, we get emotionally attached to outcomes. And when sometimes we get the things that we want, and then we reflect on the journey, and it becomes empty. And of course, the worst case scenario, which I think a lot of us experience, is we don't get what we want. And then the journey becomes questioned. But the thing is, maybe it's just the journey. I think everybody listening, you know, we've all made mistakes. We've all kind of put our chips into a certain idea or maybe even people, and we've come up short and we've felt like fools. And that's okay. It's just experience. And you may be thinking, well, fuck you, man. It's not okay. It's okay. It's all perspective. You know, how do you want to do it? Are you in control, or are the things controlling you? My guest today is, longtime listeners know that Carlos has been on the show several times. We usually talk about fantasy football, living in New York, and all kinds of nonsense. But he is actually a phenomenal photographer, and that's something that we never really talk about. So I wanted him to come on the show and talk about photography, the creative process, how he got into it, and just really unpack all that. Carlos is an exceptional human being. He's a very funny and bright guy and one of my best friends in the world. So I know you'll enjoy this conversation. The Vandaltron Curious World podcast with my man Carlos starts now.
The Curious World podcast, our buddy Vandal over there.
Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
You want a podcast? Great. So you have some audio on your website that nobody goes to.
You're listening to Vandaltron's Curious World podcast. Check it out, baby.
But yeah, and you know, we were talking about, you know, the creative process. We were talking about your photography. which I thought is kind of interesting because, we communicate on a regular basis on all kinds of stuff. And, people who are listening, they know we've gotten into so many things, fantasy football, real life football, living in New York. But a lot of people may not be aware of your photography. So I thought it'd be nice to kind of jump into that. So kind of walk us through. How did you get interested in this? How did you get involved in that?
What's going on, y'all? First, it just started out with the Instagram app. Seeing cool pictures and just falling in love with that format of sharing photos and quotes and...
Try to get a little closer.
And just with the iPhone. My iPhone was... I had an iPhone and I just started taking pictures of like pigeons and New York stuff, like the cars and the trains. And, after a while you start to develop, a preference of photography. And mine's, I just started to like people more. I would take pictures of like symmetrical photos. And I felt like I was getting that down packed, I was like, damn, what would a person look like in this photo? And just started like practicing with friends or like, hey, stand over here right in the middle. And then that developed into looking through fashion magazines daily or watching YouTube's videos daily. And here I am. You can follow me on Instagram. LOS.UNO, Los.UNO, or you could type in Los Loves Photography.
Were you intimidated when you first started?
Yeah, I was. At first, it was like, it was all fun. It wasn't like nothing. Like it was all just fun and nothing planned out. Just like spontaneous things that I would see, and I would just like take the picture. When I started like meeting other photographers who I felt like their skills were better than mine, that started like a little intimidation. Like, damn, I kind of suck. You know what I'm saying?
So you would meet these people through Instagram?
Meet them through Instagram. They would have like Instagram meetups, and 50 people would show up. 100
What people. Are people doing? Like, just show you. Look at my lens.
Look at my lens. Yeah, you got dudes with like 3 cameras on their neck. Other people with just iPhones like me, or amateurs, people that consider themselves pros. And just like anybody. Like if you wrestle, I'm sure you want to like talk and hang out with wrestlers. Or if you're a comedian, you're in the comedic, world, and you start talking with comedians. In photography, I feel like Instagram made us so... accessible that you could really meet up with people in your town, people you probably would have never met, and then you just meet up with people and you see what they're doing and you get inspired. You go home and tell yourself, shit, I gotta get better, and you keep going out to shoot. You don't get better if you're not shooting,
right? I think that's for most things, right?
Yeah.
If you, I think we naturally get better at the things that we like doing. Because it's not work. It's just, you just like doing it.
Yeah, I feel like people feel like they do it for 2 months and they should be great at it already. Not knowing that people have been doing it for 5 years, 6 years, and they're still catching their stride. You know what I'm saying? So everybody's different. You could be a professional photographer in 4 months. Or you could be doing it for 12 years and still haven't caught your break.
So what was the spark for you that said, I need an actual camera. I want to go from shooting on my phone to an actual camera.
Through Instagram, people started like saying, hey, this is a cool photo of, whatever it was, a sky or the Empire State Building. This is a cool photo, Carlos. How can I get a print of it? And I was like, shit. I don't even know how you can get a print of it. I was taking it with my iPhone. And I found out about this thing called a Kodak kiosk in like CVS. And I went over there to CVS on Manhattan Avenue, and I think it's like Greenpoint, somewhere over there. And started printing out these pictures, and I sold a couple through Instagram. And a friend of mine, he was having a party. He throws parties, and he was like, "Hey, Carlos, you want to sell some of your photos?" I was like, "Shit, I don't know if you know." You kind of intimidated. Are people going to buy these photos, or am I going to go back home with 20 prints and frame them and put them in the bathroom or something?
Is that what those wrestlers feel like when they go to like those comic book conventions?
Oh man, they have mad merchandise. 14 boxes worth of merch.
Vincent.
Yeah, yeah. And you got to take all 14 boxes back. My boy was like, "Yo, do you want to sell some photos?" And I was like, "Yeah, let's do it." And I got like two big tables, and I put out like 20 something images, however many it was. I put out a bunch of prints, and people were coming in. I sold like maybe 7 or 8 of them. You bought one. Thank you. I see it's not in here right now.
The frame broke.
I know.
Yeah, I need to get a new frame for it.
Yeah. Our other friend Mike bought one for me.
And that was from an iPhone. So you hadn't upgraded.
Yeah, I haven't upgraded. But that right there was like, shit, it gave me a spark to say, hey, maybe you should get a real camera, see what you could do with it. And one morning, like maybe a month after that, 2 months, whatever it was, one morning, Saturday morning, I woke up and I looked at my girlfriend. I'm like, "Hey, I need a camera." You know, just woke up with a feeling like, "Hey, you need a camera." So we just went to Best Buy, and I walked into the camera section, and without no research or anything, I just walked in there, started grabbing cameras, seeing how they feel in my hand, not knowing anything about the camera, just seeing how I like how it feels in my hand. And I walked out of there with a camera, and they didn't stop me. I was running out of the store.
Okay, 9-1. Go ahead, keep talking.
So, you know, I bought the camera, and just started shooting from there. That was my first camera. I still have it. Basically, just feeling like, I started taking pictures of people, and I just felt like, hey, I like this direction. I like people. You know, I like to talk to people, and I felt like my work looked real good. You know, I felt like my work was looking good with people in it, and that just went to, like, wanting to be, like, a fashion photographer, which I'm not. I'm trying to work towards that. But, you know, just reading W Magazine and Harper's Bazaar and GQ and whatever magazines, and just trying to study body language and what looks good, what's flattering, and trying to write down my own ideas, and you know, trying to be creative and a little different, you know, because Instagram, I keep referring to Instagram because that's what started me. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the platform that I, you know, view people's photos on, or besides you know, other little apps. But I just started going that way and trying to be different. And, you know, you could fall into the trap of, hey, these people are taking these kind of photos and they're getting a bunch of feedback and likes. Let me start taking those kind of photos, you know, and trying to be like them. But instead of doing like that, I just started saying, hey, let me try and do my own thing and, come up with my own little ideas and, buy little outfits and props and see how my own ideas would how to execute my own ideas.
What's the collaboration process like when you're working with a subject, a client?
I usually either I reach out to them and male or female models, and I'm just like, hey, I like your look. I think you would look dope in a shoot with me. And if you want to collaborate, let's pick a date, or let's work on a mood board and see what we both like. And I go from there. Like, I ask them to send me pictures of stuff they like or are inspired by. And I do the same. I send them pictures that I'm inspired by. And we try to come to a common ground or a agreement of, hey, we're going to shoot something like this that we're both comfortable with. And just go from there.
So you told me a story before about the bus driver.
Yeah, so the bus driver. it's like we was talking about how you can have like the fastest car. You can have the fastest car, but it doesn't, you know, if you're not driving it right, then you're not going to get the most out of it. You know what I'm saying? So this bus driver, I walk around with like a brass film camera. It looks like a gold camera. It looks like I just signed a record deal to be a photographer for like Death Row or something. And it brings some attention, and people were always like, hey, that's a cool camera. So anyway, I jumped on the bus, and the bus driver was like, oh, snap, do you shoot? And I had my headphones in. I'm like, what do you mean? I didn't even realize he was talking about my camera. I was like, oh, yeah. So we started talking about photography, and he's telling me all this, like, all these expensive cameras that he has and all the work he's put in.
And you were like, dude, I'm talking to a baller.
I thought he was the... Yeah, I'm looking at him like, shit. I got intimidated, like, damn. Not intimidated, you know, I was like, damn, like, he's putting a lot of money into this, you know what I'm saying? I put in a few grand into this myself, but the cameras that he was talking about, it's like, one of those cameras is all the money I've put in. And he had, like, three of them. He does all these videos, and, you know, he has this and he has that. And I was like, shit. And I was like, man, let's trade, you know, let's exchange Instagrams or something so we could, excuse me, link up in the future or whatever, you know, trying to network. So his page was private, and I requested him later in the evening. He sent me a message. So I go on his page and I look, and I'm like, damn, this dude's work sucks. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just... Not to put nobody.
What do you mean? Like, was it boring, or was it like technically bad? Like, out of focus. Boring,
and just like, it was boring and just real. Like, I thought my work was kind of amateur, but his work is like, he's saying he's been doing it for like years, and he's put all this stuff. And I'm like, shit. Like, that's what I was saying before. Like, you know, you got to put in some work. You know, you could blow up in 4 months, or you could be doing it for years and still haven't even grasp a little bit of it. You know what I'm saying?
It's not the equipment.
People think that, oh, you got the... I actually was out yesterday, and I was in Union Square, and I saw these two dudes with cameras, and I wasn't too far from them. I was like 15 feet away from them, and I caught eye contact with one of the dudes, and I was like, what's up, man? Like, you know, hey, what's up? My name is Los. You know, you guys out here shooting, you guys getting in good shots. And one of the dudes had like a 70 to 200 lens, which is like kind of long lens, like one of those like Nat Geo lenses.
Yeah, looking at birds in the jungle. Yeah,
it's like a telescope on your camera. And I was like, okay.
What's he need that for in Union Square?
I don't know.
A pervert.
And I was like, all right. And we exchanged info, and even his work, I'm not impressed by. You know, I'm not trying to put nobody down, and, you know, my shit is not even all, you know, my work is okay. But you can just be honest with yourself. Do you like it or not? I don't like his work because it's like just boring. And
right. Not personal.
It's not personal. It's just regular, bland, right. You know, it's bland rice. Mm. You can't have just bland rice all the time. You know what I'm saying? You got to throw some gravy on it, even some ketchup on it. You got to put something, a fried egg on it, you know, some cilantro. I don't know what you're doing to here, some coconut milk. You got to put something in the rice. I just don't want it. I can eat white rice, but that, you know.
Right.
You got to put some sauce and some seasonings or something to the work.
So what does that say for you, for your own work, when you have these encounters?
You know, sometimes it gives me like, you know, I like to consider myself a photographer, but I also would like to consider myself like an artist in a way, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm coming up with these ideas in my head and I'm making them happen, you know, I'm making it happen. When I see stuff that I'm like, I'm not impressed by, I tell myself, man, like, You're doing all right. You know what I'm saying? You're on the right path. When I see people who I look up to, and I'm like, shit, I know some really good photographers, and I'm like, shit, you got a long way to go. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a back and forth thing that I go on in my head. And like, you know, as a photographer slash artist, I like how I call myself an artist.
Artiste.
Yeah, I'm an artist. You know, you get stuck in ruts. You know what I'm saying? You're like, oh, this sucks. This all looks crappy. And you try to work through that, you know?
So you, I mean, this, your story is basically kind of like a do-it-yourself. You embrace technology.
Yeah.
You're like, you know, there are no gatekeepers. I don't need to ask for permission. I'm just going to do this myself. But what I find impressive is that I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah, I've never had like no, I didn't go to school for it.
And I think that's impressive. And so I want to be sensitive to your time. I know you got to get out of here. But one thing that I think what might be important for people listening is, you know, what would you say to somebody that is in your situation, whether it's, you know, wanting to be a photographer or, you know, I want to run a marathon, but I can't even run around the football field.
You got to take some time, man. Like, you got to put in some work, you know. It kind of sounds cliche to say, oh, put in the work. But you got to, like, have faith in yourself and know that, hey, you know, start small, you know, little bites. Don't try to eat the whole steak in two bites. You got to work. You got to chew your food. You know what I'm saying? Don't try to swallow whole chunks. Chew your food, put in the work, and, you know, keep at it. Like, have faith in yourself. Believe in yourself. It sounds cliche, but it's kind of the truth. You know what I'm saying? Have faith. And believe that, hey, I could put some work in, I could put some work in, and hopefully, you know, people like your stuff, and hopefully you could do what you put your mind to. Just put your mind to it and, you know, get it done.
Where can people follow you again?
People could, you can follow me on Instagram at Los Uno, los.uno. Or you could type in Los Loves Photography. There's a little heart and a camera next to it. Send me a message and tell me that you heard me on the Curious World podcast.
And I'll put the links up in the RSS feed of this podcast. You know, Carlos will be back right around, especially around, yeah, as we get closer to August.
Yeah,
fantasy, we'll talk about all that stuff. And and Carlos will help you get prepared for your draft.
I'll help you win. Here they come, yo. Here they come. Here they come, yo. Here they come. Here they come. This or that. 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 Who's the black sheep? What's the black sheep? Know now who I am or when I'm coming to your sleep. Wasn't in my room or wasn't in your sphere. Knew now who I was, but listen here. Press the RES. Yes, I guess I can start. If it's all right with you, I'll rip this head.
Gotta go, gotta go. See you later by the cat. And you can't beat that with a bat. You can get with this.